This is Jason Brannick's American Dream Project. I dream. I dream understanding, acceptance, dreamers. America protects and serves the weak. America, the dreamer's paradise. Wealth is with a small percent of people, but within reach of a large percent. America loves their innovators. They can make their lives better. America has the right to a better future. This is the America I dream. The author that shares my perception of the American dream is Langston Hughes. The reason I find him the most similar to my view of America is because he is the biggest dreamer. He also didn't say it might happen, he said it was going to happen. When you hear of Langston Hughes, you don't find people saying he thought everything was fine. No, he was angry about the state of the community. There was no one was treated fairly if they had a different skin color or were female. He never said and took every advantage he could get. He is the embodiment of my American dream. My view of America was not formed, from the most part, by my own experiences. They were formed by my grandfather's stories and upbringing. He was born in an underprivileged family that never had a lot of money. Although this was a very hard obstacle for him to overcome, he didn't let this stop him from doing what he wanted. He couldn't pay for any school functions such as sports, field trips, etc. When he was only 10, he had an after-school job working at a convenience store. He never felt any embarrassment for being part of his family. If anything, he was proud to start where he did because that makes him a better person, along with understanding all classes of people. When he turned 18, he started to work road construction in place of his father, who had gotten hurt. When this happened, my grandfather had to use all of his money earned from his newfound job to support his family of two brothers and sisters, along with his father and mother. He did this for 4 years until his brother became old enough to work. So they split the load, and my grandfather started to go to night school to get a better education and a better job. He went for 4 years and got a degree in law. He then ran for lawmaking positions in his hometown. 12 years passed, and with him climbing the ladder of legislative system, and now he's the mayor of his town. Now, you can't say you won't amount to anything due to your background, because he is a prime example that you can break through any previous accusations. My father's experiences are what define my American dream.